Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found a passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you would quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. The passage from the prophet Isaiah was fulfilled in Jesus. It has also been fulfilled in every age in the church, which is the body of Christ, as the church carries out the mission of the Lord. There are so many people today, especially the poor and the oppressed in our lands, who long for the fulfillment of that prophetic passage in their lives. Are we as a church not called to work for the fulfillment of that passage in the lives of such people? There are many who long for freedom from oppression, for peace, for the affirmation of their human dignity and fundamental rights, especially in the wake of the numerous political conflicts which characterize our world today. There are many marginalized populations which are decimated every day in regions of war. Are we, as followers of Christ, not called to preach justice and freedom in the face of such evils? What is our Christian vocation in the face of social ills? The social teachings of the church provide us with a direction. In his encyclical letter, Solicitudo Rei Socialis, Pope John Paul II states that the social teachings of the Catholic Church is an application of the Word of God to people's lives, to the life of society, and to the earthly realities connected with them. It offers principles for reflection, criteria for judgment, and directives for action. In the light of the social teachings of the church, the mission of the church cannot be isolated from the society in which this mission is carried out. In other words, there is always a connection between faith and action, a correlation between the unchanging message of the gospel and a concrete changing situation in which the message is proclaimed. There's always a connection between the church and the world. This connection is highlighted by the Fathers of the Second Vatican Council in the opening words of the Pastoral Constitution on the Church in the Modern World, Gaudium et Spes. The joy and hope, the grief and anguish of the people of our time, especially those who are poor or afflicted in any way, are the joy and hope, the grief and anguish of the followers of Christ. Those words must inspire us, both as individual members of the church and as a church collectively, to bring the gospel of Christ to bear on the concrete existential situation of our people. In our own little ways, we can do much. We can do much when, for example, we speak out against social evil, when we participate in actions that are directed at eradicating oppression, when we pray and work for peace in our world.